This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom, and I'm yet glad to be a part of God's church. And thinking of the scripture, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for at the end of that man is peace. And I can say today, I have peace today because I am obeying the commandments of God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad for our anointed that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Our Elder Phillips didn't know my thought today. Thought today is about the law of the Lord, how that it is perfect, converting the soul. And if you don't have the law of God, you cannot mark the perfect man. Before we get into that, we wanted to hear the song, There They Be, by our ensemble.
The law, thy will, oh how love I the name of Jesus. The word the Father gave me commands to live by. For my side and someone to show me the way. And this one God sent measures every step I make. Not by my steps, but by fruits my spirit tells all. How the law keeps me separate from the world. But I fight that none disturbs my rest. It's my peace, it's my joy. I'm knowing how I am blessed, keeping all ten, free from all sin. Cause you promised Abraham.
Not polluted,
cause
of God's heart
and Israel.
There they
it's
be.
The laws of God.
There goes the saints of God. Thank God. Sanctified. There they be. Laws of God has got to be in your heart. That beautiful?
Yes.
Deacon Debbie, announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day, and we are glad to be at rest on the Sabbath. And I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the life they lived, the stand they took. And we're continuing steadfast, keeping God's commandments. And we're not deep off in, into tofu and all that stuff. We're not into all of that. If you like tofu, you can eat it. If you like cabbage, you can eat it. I don't like cabbage. I don't eat cabbage. And I don't eat what they call soul food. When I came to age, I put those type of verbiage, that type of verbiage behind me.
Go ahead.
The only food for the soul is God's word. I'm not into all that other stuff they're talking about. So I'm not on my way over to some place where they cook a lot of food they make for blacks. No. I like Italian food. I like anything that tastes good to my palate. And that's food from all over the world. The Lord said all that he has made is good and very good. If I eat snake, it is good. Don't say that's no soul food. That's food that your tongue like. All right? All right, we covered that. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. It's talking about God's word, which is the commandments. For it's your wisdom. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe that with my whole heart. Now let's go to Psalms 19:7. We don't have a lot of time for a lot of sidebar marketing and chit chat. We want to get into God's word. We want to get into what thus saith the Lord. And anything we speak, and whatever is being spoken by God in the scriptures is from the word. Isn't that beautiful? Everything goes back to the commandments, everything. Now, I don't want anyone that's hearing my voice, if you tune into this podcast or this internet and you hear me speak, and you get nauseated because I'm talking about God's law, take a Tums, because it's going to be one of those times today. Because I want to get in your mind. There's a lot of talk around here saying, you know, the old Mosaic law was destroyed. That's a lie. Anyone that tell you that, they're lying. Now, they may not be privy to the knowledge that they have or the zeal they have that it's of a lie, but it is. If you destroy the law of God, you destroy God, because that's who God is. God is the word. And the word is the law. So if you've done away with the law, you've done away with God's word and what you're out there preaching and listening to. If it's not the word. If it's not what thus saith the Lord. Now I want you to listen to the scripture real good. Psalms 19:7. Deacon Franny, what did it say?
The law of the Lord is perfect.
The law of the Lord is perfect. What?
Converting the soul.
It converts your soul. It turns you from something. It turns you from that natural-minded man, that carnal-minded man. Read it again.
The law of the Lord is perfect.
The law of the Lord is perfect. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
Oh, you said, well, you know the law was done. No, it's not. What does it say?
Converting
the
soul.
The law of the Lord is perfect.
Yes, Pastor. Converting
what
does
it do? What does it do?
Converting the soul.
Converting the soul. It converts your soul. Why would God do it something that turns you from carnality or wrongness? Why would God destroy something that's perfect? Because God is perfect. God wants you and I to be perfect. He said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. The law.
The law of the Lord is perfect.
Law of the Lord is perfect.
Converting the soul.
Converting the soul. What?
The testimony of the Lord is sure.
This testimony, that's God's testimony. His word. The commandments. The law. That's God's testimony. The testimony.
Of the Lord is sure.
It's sure. It's not, well, I made a mistake here. Well, I thought I was talk this way or talk about these precepts, but I changed it. No, it's not. It's sure. That means it's steadfast. It's sure. What happens?
Making wise the simple.
I just read to you a witness. It says now, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. David, a man after God's own heart. He said, he's the apple of my eye. David said, the law of the Lord is what?
Perfect.
Perfect. It's perfect.
Yes.
Get it in your mind. When you go home today, when you turn from this net, let it ring in your mind. The law of the Lord is perfect. Converting the soul. What?
The testimony of the Lord is sure.
This is God's testimony and it's sure. What?
Making wise the simple.
It makes me wise. However foolish or simple I might be. Makes me wise. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Isaiah 51. We're going to come back to this. And don't you, you know what this man is? He keep talking about the law. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about perfection.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Law of the Lord is perfect. Isaiah 51 and 7. What does it say?
Hearken unto me.
Now here's brother Isaiah. Hearken unto me. What?
Ye that know righteousness.
Ye that know righteousness. What?
The people in whose heart is my law.
Wait a minute. There it is again. Now, if the law of God has been in one's heart, why would God destroy that? As if like, well, you couldn't do it. Because if you can't do it, that means it don't stay in your heart. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart. The word is the commandments. The word is the law. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, what?
The people in whose heart is my law.
The law of the Lord is perfect. It's got to be in your heart. And it's in there when it's being taught to you. What?
A people in whose heart is in
my
law.
You said that.
Yes.
Fear.
Fear ye not the reproach
Fear
of men.
Fear ye not the reproach of men. That means those that don't agree with you. I'm not worried about that. It's what God is saying, not what you're saying. It's what understanding God is giving, not what you understand. It's about being a sheep hearing God, not those that don't. What?
Neither be ye afraid of their revilings.
We're not afraid of your revilings. What?
For the moth shall eat them up like a garment.
The church world have been ate up like a garment. What?
And the worm shall eat them like wool.
What?
But my righteousness shall be
now
forever.
Now listen, God's righteousness shall be forever. And it's letting you know that the righteousness is with those that who have God's law in their heart. Why would God do away with his law when that's how you get righteous?
That's right.
And his righteousness is forever. What?
Mm-hmm. Forever. And my salvation from generation
is from
to
generation to generation. It was from the time of Adam. God commanded what not to do and what he was free to do. Noah, righteous and in his generation, perfect in his generation. That's what the scripture says. He was perfect in his generation. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 25. Let's see what Moses is saying. And Moses, the model preacher, and Isaiah, David, all of these that came after Moses, they were like Moses. Yes. They were like the Lord. And they got the knowledge from Moses. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Deuteronomy 6 and 25, what does it say?
And it shall be our righteousness.
Now listen to what God is saying through Moses. Moses is teaching the church. It shall be our righteousness. What?
If we observe to do all these commandments.
Wait, so the commandments was done away with? No, it's not. The commandments is law. The commandments is God's word, and he commanded the word. And it's our righteousness. Mm-hmm. That's why Brother Isaiah said, hearken to me, ye that know righteousness. This is our righteousness. If we what?
If we, it is our righteousness. If we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord, our God.
That's the condition. If we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord,
our God,
mm-hmm. as he hath commanded us. So that means if we do it, means it's doable. Yes. Because God said, I would not put more on you than you're able to bear. Let's go back to Psalms 19 and 7.
Yes.
Everybody loved those. Oh, David slew the Goliath. He slew that giant. Let's talk about him, how he's praised God in his word. Why don't you talk about how he loved the commandments? How he panted after the commandments. We'll talk about that. Let's not talk about Goliath. Goliath gone. But the commandments is yet with us today. That beautiful? Still here. Talk about that. 19 and 7 says what? What did he say?
The law of the Lord is perfect.
The law of the Lord. It's perfect. What?
Converting the soul.
This law converts you. God have not done anything with the word. He haven't done anything with the law. What?
The testimony of the Lord is sure.
This is God's testimony. God haven't changed his testimony. God's testimony is, thou shalt not have any gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. That's God's testimony. What?
Making wise the simple.
It makes wise the simple. Go to Matthew 5 and 17. Oh, you know what? God knew you couldn't keep that law, couldn't keep those commandments. God didn't know anything like what you're talking about. All you know is a lie. God don't know that. And no lie is of God. Every lie is of that devil. He's the father of lies. But let's see what the Lord is saying about the law. 5 and 17, Matthews.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law.
So we don't want to think that the law has been done away with. That's these devils that put this in the mouths of all the preachers that are saying this mess. The Lord is saying, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. What?
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
In other words, he came here to keep God's commandments. He came to keep God's commandments, and he did. Yes. And we're to do the same thing today. Read.
For verily I say unto you,
what?
Till heaven and earth pass.
Now, wait a minute. Heaven and earth is yet with us today. It hasn't passed. And he said, until heaven and earth pass, what?
One jot.
One jot. Wait a minute. They took a whole day out. So, oh, we observed the first day, the Sabbath. You are a lie. Because not one jot coming out of this. What? Not one jot?
Or one tittle.
What?
Shall in no wise pass from the law.
What?
Till all be fulfilled.
Let's remember what the Lord is talking about. Not what these jackleg preachers talking about. All be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Romans 8 and 2. Let's go there.
Beautiful, beautiful.
The law of the Lord is perfect. It converts the soul. Romans 8 and 2. What does it say?
For the law of the spirit of life.
Now, there is a law of the spirit of life. And that spirit of life is the law of the Lord. Because the spirit of life is a law. It was in him. He said, my father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. This spirit of life is law. Intent, precept, for, and it was commanded. For
the law
of the spirit of life. Because it's a law. What?
In Christ Jesus. hath made me free
what?
From the law of sin and death.
This law of the Spirit of life is called the law of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
It's perfect. James 1 and 25. Isn't that beautiful? So it's good to know, well, Jesus' name is not just Jesus, it's the Word. Jesus' name is not just the Word, it's called Jehovah. Jesus' name is not just Jehovah, it's called the Great I Am. He's got many names, but it's all the same. He's the Lord God. Isn't that beautiful? James 1:25, what does it say?
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
The law of the Lord is perfect. It's called the law of liberty. Because that's liberty when you don't have gods before God. You're liberated from that devil. When you don't make any graven images, you've been liberated from carnality. When you don't take his name in vain, you've been liberated. It's the law of liberty. Isn't that beautiful? For whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, what?
And continueth
now therein. You got to continue. Why would God say continue if you couldn't do it? Lying preachers. Preachers that mean well, but have been handed a lie from eons down back.
He being not a forgetful hearer.
Wait a minute, because all we've heard is the Word. The law is the Word. So 23:22 says what? No, but, read 21.
Yes,
wherefore?
Yes. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness.
What?
And receive with meekness the engrafted Word.
What?
Which is able to save your souls.
Well, okay, nobody's saved but Jesus. That's true, because Jesus is the Word. That Jesus saved me. And I say, well, the Word saved me. Same thing. Yes. So, but you don't want to acknowledge Jesus. It's the Word. I am acknowledging Jesus. It's the Word. So Jesus saved my soul. Well, okay, that means the commandment saved you. What did he save you from? He saved me from God's. And taking the name. What did he save you from? Whatever he saved you from, it's got to be in these 10 precepts or you ain't saved. Read.
But be ye doers of the Word. And not hearers
so
only.
So don't be hearers only. That's what it's talking about with the perfect law of liberty. Continue therein and not just a hearer. Read.
Deceiving your own self.
What?
For if any be a hearer of the Word.
What?
And not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
In other words, God has showed you the day of rest is the Sabbath. But you go right straight, read it, and go straightway and go and say the day of rest is the first day of the week. You looking into me, you seeing yourself, because that ain't God, what you seeing first day of the week. You're seeing how he said don't have any gods before him, but you have all of the gods round about you. But the Word is not telling you that. Read.
For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Because when you hear this, if you are truthful, you see it's different from what you believe in. The Word is saying something different from what these preachers are saying. What?
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
Now, you think he's talking about something besides the Word is the law of liberty. If you look into the perfect law of liberty and what?
And continueth therein.
And continue therein. What?
He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the Word.
But now you're a doer of the Word, because the law and the Word is the work.
Yes.
The law of God is called the work. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The commandments is the work that we work out our soul salvation with.
Beautiful. This man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Now I'm blessed. So you ask so-called Christians, say, how you doing? I'm just blessed. If you ain't keeping God's commandments, you're not in the blessed plan. This is the blessed plan here. When you're a doer of the work that God gave, his 10 commandments, the perfect law of liberty, you'll be blessed.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain.
It's vain. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 2:8 right there.
Yes, Pastor, 2:8. Mm-hmm. If ye fulfill the royal law.
Now, wait a minute. The perfect law of liberty. It's called the royal law. Mm-hmm. See how many things it's called?
Yes.
Law of liberty. royal law, spirit of life, that's what it's called. Beautiful. Called Jesus, mm-hmm. Called the commandments. This is all the royal law. What?
The royal law according to the scripture.
Now, according to the scripture, if ye fulfill the royal law, according to the scripture, what?
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well.
Now, as the Lord said, fulfilling of the law is love. Love your neighbor. Say, the Lord just say love. Yeah, but if you love, you're fulfilling the royal law. And if you fulfill the royal law, you're loving your neighbor as yourself, and you're doing well. That means it's doable if you do that. He didn't say you couldn't. What?
But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin.
What?
And are convinced of the law as transgressors.
Because if you have respect to persons, you're not honoring thy father and thy mother.
Right.
That means you have sin. That means you've broken all of them. Read.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law.
What?
And yet offend in one point. He is guilty of all.
Now, that's what they tell you. Well, you couldn't keep that law because if you offend in one point, you get away. Well, that's true, but you can't keep it.
That's right.
What about, what's it that you can't do? Mm-hmm. He said, well, if you look on, he said, wait a minute, if. But when your mind gets sanctified, you're not looking on one another to lust. You're not doing that.
That's right.
But that enemy make you feel like it's not doable. It is doable.
Yes.
When your mind is sanctified.
Right. God.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law, what?
And yet offend in one point. He is guilty of all.
So what does that mean? Well, everybody do a little something. That's not true. And if you do a little something, you're guilty of them all. So don't say, well, I just don't keep the Sabbath. That ain't no sin. Yeah, it is. You can feel in one point, you're guilty of them all. So don't just say, well, the only problem I have with the Sabbath. No, you're not sanctified, period. So you really ain't doing none of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just about keeping the Sabbath day, it's about being sanctified, because if you're not sanctified, you can't keep the Sabbath day. You come on the Sabbath, and before you can get out of your mind on everything else.
Right.
And if you're not sanctified, you may keep the Sabbath day this day, but the next time you might not.
Right.
And if you're not sanctified, you're going to find everything you can do before the Sabbath's over with. You're going to be out there doing it.
Right.
And on, and if it ain't the Sabbath, you'll be here on the Sabbath with God's. After Sabbath, say, I'm going to a birthday party. I have to get a birthday gift. You ain't sanctified. You still got these gods. And on and on and on. And all these images, you making God these images. That ain't God. That's man made these images God. That's not God. That's not God to say, I come to church Tuesday and Thursday and Sabbath. That ain't God. When your heart ain't in it, or when you come, you don't fellowship with nobody. What's the point of coming? When you come, you ain't got the right spirit. That ain't God. When you come, and then when you interact, you got a problem.
Right.
You might as well not come.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
That's right.
When you're sanctified, you're going to do all of it. You're going to do everything the right way. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all what?
For he that said, do not commit adultery, also said also, do not kill.
So he that said, remember the Sabbath said, don't have no gods.
Yes.
Don't covet. Honor thy brother. So, I love God, but you don't honor your brother and your sister. You're still in sin. What have you done? That's what he's saying here, James.
Yes.
Read.
Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law.
What?
So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty.
Which means it ain't done away with.
No. Right.
It's still here. The law of liberty is still here because God is saying, speak ye and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Isaiah 8 and 13. Is this beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Now, if you love God, you will say, yeah, it's beautiful. And if you really love God, you will say it with some vigor.
All right.
And our deacon, she's like that in the car on the way home. She's like that all the time. There ain't no pretense. I don't try to pretend with her. Sometimes somebody pretend and you acting like they're and you know they're not. So you just as big a hypocrite as they are. But if I say amen, because, you know, she's there.
She don't say, I want to be honest about this. You don't say, I want to be honest. If you are honest, you're just honest, right? Come on. Isaiah 8 and 13, what's it say?
Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread.
We're sanctifying God. Mm-hmm. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself. Mm-hmm. Sanctifying him through his word. Let him be your dread. That's who our dread is and our fear is. Read.
And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense.
Now, the Lord is a sanctuary to us because we dwell in him.
Yes.
That means we dwell in his commandments.
Yes.
That's our sanctuary.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
But he shall be for a sanctuary, mm-hmm. but for a stone of stumbling, what?
And for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel.
Both of them. That means the natural house of Israel
mm-hmm.
and for those that say they're called by his name. These commandments are a stumbling block
yes.
to them. The word, the law, it's a stumbling block. But it's a sanctuary to us because that's what we dwell in. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
It's a gin and a snare to them. But for those that comply and understand and love God, it's not. It's a sanctuary. Read.
And many among them shall stumble.
Many people stumble. And what?
And fall.
And fall.
And be broken.
And they're broken by the word when the word goes forth. What?
And be snared. And be taken.
And they're taken by that devil. They're snared. It's the word that snares. Read the 16th verse. What?
Bind up the testimony.
Bind up. That's God's testimony. We've read that. It's God's testimony. Bind it up. And what?
Seal the law among
Now you would think if you don't have an understanding, it's talking about two different things. God's testimony is got to be sealed among you. The testimony, that's God's law, has got to be sealed. Sealed it among mm-hmm. my disciples. Those disciples were back then, before then, and now, and tomorrow. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the 20th verse.
To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word.
Wait a minute. The word is the law and testimony. That's God's word.
Yes.
To the law mm-hmm. and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're one. The law and God's testimony is this word. This is the word.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.